Thank you for calling Circle Services. Linda speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Karen with American Home Shield. I'm doing a follow-up regarding a water heater and some other repairs that are authorized for Kevin Cox. Do you need his address or dispatch ID number?
Yes, ma'am. Either one.
Okay. Address is 2390 Emerald Drive in Jonesboro, Georgia.
Okay. Two, three, nine, zero Emerald Drive.
Yes.
Jonesboro, Georgia. You said their name was?
Kevin Cox, C-O-X.
Okay. Okay, let me just look at the notes on the order. Says collect non-covered costs. So the customer has to pay their non-covered costs.
Well, he said he sent me an email and he said that he was on the phone with your company on Friday for 60 minutes trying to pay you. And he said they couldn't figure out how to take the payment. And he said that it was he should be scheduled for today, but he hasn't heard anything further yet today about what time you're coming. And then he said that about the payment, he said that someone was going to call him back later on Friday once they got some bugs worked out on there for the payment thing for the non-covereds. So I don't know. We've just had a lot of issues trying to get this worked out with your company. I don't know why, but it's just
been. Did they tell him how much it was?
For the non-covered charge, let me see. Yeah, I know that. It was $495 for piping modifications.
And they couldn't accept it. I'm wondering, was the system down? I mean, let me see.
Do you show anything there? I know that about the payment needs to be made, but do you show anything about his appointment? Because he said he had scheduled it for today, but had not heard from your company yet.
I know they can't have an appointment until the non-covered cost is paid first.
I know, but he's trying to pay it. Nobody else can take it. Is there, can you or someone there call him to get the payment and get this scheduled? He's getting very frustrated. He wants to pay it, couldn't pay it, and now you're saying nobody can go out until he pays it. So he's very frustrated.
Right. Okay, let me see. Let me make sure this, see. I do see the system is not.
I mean, if it's possible, can he, if you guys can't if he can't prepay it, can he pay, like, the tech when he comes out or something? Some companies just do it that way.
Okay, give me one moment. To place your note, okay? Let me see if I can get the system up.
Okay.
Then I'll reach out to him, but let me make sure first, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, yes, ma'am. I do see that the system is locked, so I'm going to have them reset the password. Then I'm going to reach out to the customer so I can take the payment for the $4.95 and send it over to the home office
Okay.
so they can reach out to him to set up it's still, appointment date.
Okay, so how long do you think that will take to get the thing reset or whatever?
It shouldn't
Will
take
that be
long. It normally
today?
takes, yes, ma'am, it will be today. So I'm going to let him know
Okay.
now. I'm sending it over to my supervisor as we speak.
Okay, all right. And I'm sorry, I didn't catch your first name.
Linda.
Linda, okay. All right, Linda. Yeah, if you could, that would be great so we can kind of get this moving for him. I appreciate it very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling Circus Services. I hope you have a great day. Anything else I can help you with?
No, that's all for now. Thank
All right.
you.
Bye-bye.
All right, goodbye.